And Simon's Kuf Tzadik Gimel. We did Sefer Aleph. We're doing Mishabura. We're holding Mishabura and Sefer Katan Vav. Okay. Katan Vav. So we're saying now.
They're not allowed to divide up.
Three people ate together. They're not allowed to divide up. Once they eat together, they have a chiyuv of zimun. They have no right to bench independently. Okay. B'dap the chiyuv of zimun who b'dap kavik kashaku pas shecherin al brichos amos. This halacha chiyuv of zimun is specifically referring to bread. Even though you're going to be saying the bracha of. There is an opinion which holds that we pass on the number of the Gemara which holds there's a din zimun on Paris of the seven species, and therefore So the Ba comes along and says, you know, you shouldn't get together, have a grape party. All getting together to sit and eat grapes together, or pomegranates, or olives.
But they were going to have a really grape time.
Right. So they shouldn't have any grapes afterwards. Because there's a suffix, whether you're Vichy or Zimon. But Vichy Yosef Kosel, the Minik Poshel, the Kaman Noshim, the Parish of Shivaminim, the Lechel Pasim, the Pakistan. It's very common. We're not machmer on this issue. And we just assume it's a halach and bread, and that's it. Okay. So the Moshe Dirsh over here brings the common question which comes up over here, this issue. People sit down together by a chasna, by a table together. So you have three people eating there together. So what exactly are your chiyuvim? We said over here, they're not allowed to divide up in the bench individually.
What if they sat down with the express, they said, you know what, I'm sitting at this table, but I'm just, you know, he has mind to avoid the problem. He says, you know what, I'm just eating by myself.
You're saying if they're leaving early, you're saying.
Yeah.
So people have a need to leave early. So he says, Sir Moshe says that the selection was what Rav Moshe was saying. Sir Moshe was a chavon to Rav Moshe. This time he heard it from Rav Moshe. But it is, if a person, before they sit down, they say that they're having intent not to become a kviyas together, that each one be able to bench on himself, that will be sufficient. That without Pichayev and Zimun benching together, Sherbrochas, all of these
all these issues.
Okay, all these issues. So he says in a case of necessity you can rely on that opinion that you can do that. Okay. We'll see as we go along. However, this is all talking about they started at the same time, but they started each person came at a different time, etc. So that's not lav dafka. They have a chiyuv of kviyas to start with, that there should be a problem.
If you come, let's say they all started before you get there, and in addition to you getting there late, you also do this, then presumably there's really no issue.
Right. If you're coming in, the people are seated, you'd happen to come in afterwards, right? So now, or each person's like starting at a different time, there's no kviyas together. Not everybody agrees to this eitzah works, so you should only use it in the case of necessity. In general, for a birchas hazimun of three, it's not so difficult to get it together and go. The question is more, issue of ten and shabrochas, all of those wonderful things. Fine. Somebody asked me, can you make a one-time decoration?
Any time I sit down to eat, I'm just
whenever I go to chasnas, I'm having kavana right now that I'm not planning to stay and I'm not b'chayv and zimun. I'm not being making kriyas. Or do you have to really have it in mind each time that you do it? It would seem to me that really a person should have one time declaration doesn't work.
Uh-huh. In other words, you have to think about it each individual time.
Right. Okay. Now Zion. Sorry.
No, I was asked that question. Where are we?
Okay. Sukkot and Zion.
We're at 193.
Sukkot and Zion.
Mishra number six. What were you saying could be done more easily with Zimun with three people?
Three people you get together to make a Zimun by the bench, by your chasna table, to make it three people to bench with is not so hard to do. Getting 10 people is more complicated. Okay, now, if you only have two people, if you have two people that ate, it would be appropriate, the Shulchan Aruch says, to try and get a third person to join them. So what does that mean? It means you should actually invite him to join the meal. Offer him food as well. It doesn't mean you have to go out into the street and try to flag somebody down. Hey, please join us for Zimu. So an example which the Mora gives, a person who's there as the shamish, as the servant, if you only have two people, they should invite him to sit down with them and join them instead of being a shamish, them and join them for the meal, and that's where you'll be able to have a zimun together.
What about a shanayim? What about trying to go find a tenth person who like has mazonos for dessert?
You don't have to do that. Again, you know, it's some of the people there. You have a guy who's there, who's in the house, and he's not sitting down to eat. Say, well, why don't you join us? We'll have a tenth person. Right? But if you know, you only have nine people, you have no chiyuv to go out and get a tenth.
Maybe you've said this before, but we don't bench today the way they benched back then, where you had one person benching for everybody, right?
Right.
And so there you had the whole concept of Barov Amahadras Melech. Does that really apply in this case where everybody's benching on their own? So what is the real advantage of Zimun over just people benching on their
own? We don't look at it like that. We look at it, the pshat is that the Mezamen is leading. Other people are saying that with him word for word. Preferably people should actually say with him word for word, at least in the first Brochen for sure. And we look at it as if he's you know, it's functioning together as one unit as opposed to individual people benching.
So in other words, then there is an advantage to, quote unquote, I'll say, singing the benching so that everybody can sing along with you, at least the first paragraph.
Well, you don't want people should really say along quietly in the first paragraph. The advantage really is that he should lead it and everybody should say along with him, but they should be quiet. If they're singing along with him, could be, that's like a Nazi moon.
That's not Zimun.
You know, because you're not hearing the first bracha, you're busy saying it out loud, you're not hearing him. Okay.
So you're saying I shouldn't sing? If I'm leading the Zimun, I should sing the first paragraph or not?
If you're leading the Zimun, you can sing. But the problem is everybody else is singing along with you and drowning you out. Didn't make it better.
I didn't say they were drowning me out. With my voice, that's hard to do.
I understand. I'm saying, but if you're somebody else who's leading the benching and he's singing, you sing with him, then you might have undone what you the purpose.
So I was, if someone
you're
else
supposed
is
to sing along quietly.
I should sing quietly. Right. Interesting. Okay.
But one person's eating by himself. He doesn't have to go invite other people to join him. Okay, now, if you have four or five, so they can't divide up, because all of them are zimun. When you get to six, you can divide into two groups of three. So the number four said, listen, I can leave, and you three can still do zimun. That's right. So you are not losing, but he's losing. So he shouldn't leave early. Okay. Now, if you have six, you can divide up into groups of.
It says list like in Gemara Brachas and Shlosh Shishach.
Right. Okay. Up to the point, it's if you have six or more, you can divide the two groups until you get to 10, and then 10 you can't split until you get to 20. So you can divide 10 into two groups of 20 into two groups of 10, and each one can be Zam B'Shem. Okay. Now, when you do that, just want to point out, when you divide that, so let's say you have six people, whatever, so you know, or seven people, three of them are benching, the other one should not answer.
Say
it again? If you have six people, and three have to leave, and one person has to leave early, so he makes a zimun. See, he can't be mechayev a zimun, but he can make a zimun. So he makes a zimun of three, and the other three are going to bench later on, do a zimun later on. The three which are not benching now should not answer now. Right, the three which are going to be a separate group, they don't answer. Shouldn't answer either. They just like totally not respond to the zimun. The three which are going to be the later zimun. Okay.
Isn't there some meaning of like you don't eat while they're saying the first bracha at the same time? Then?
No. So saying, but no, you didn't answer.
You don't do anything.
Yeah. Any mechirim lecholik. Now that then the Ramos said, they were not saying that the six have to divide into two groups. Okay. So, but they could. They're not saying they have to. So, Hanu Delor Minu, what are we coming to point out? Don't make a mistaken thing. Tav Yerushal Yischal Kadesh Arba the Brachas. I'm out of Rabbi. Getting more people saying the Brachas might be a better idea. No. This idea is not preferred. We really prefer to do all six together. The same thing is true by 20. It's not an Nisr to staying together. It's not an Nisr if you divide. As opposed to when you would have, you would lose your Zimun, that's a problem. The second opinion says no. There's no. It's if you have you want to divide into two groups, it's just as equal as having all six together. There's a mile of dafka six over three. The Rambam holds there's a mile of six over three, because that's a reva. There's a mile of 20 over 10. The two groups of 10. Right. So that's the other opinion says that's not true. That is not true. That's a taz. Okay, it is appropriate to try and get 10. Achrosor, kadesh you yuchelam levorach b'shem. Now, v'ayim b'achronim lefilim hem shiva mitzvah chazor. It's not only if there are 9 trying to get one more, even if there are 7 mitzvah chazor achar oed shleisha. I'm ashek sav the liel b'siv katan zayin. It doesn't mean you have to invite people from the outside. It means you have people which are there already. Invite them to join your meal. You should be able to have 10 people.
What's 3 more if there are only 7?
Right. Okay. Now, if there's many people there, however, which to the point that you can't really hear the birchas hazimun from the mevarech, then it would be proper so what do you do? So they're not able to hear the shema birchas hazimun. V'mohar yuchel mishma birchas hazimun mipi ha-mezamin. As long as they can hear the birchas hazimun after echol ha-birchas hazimun, enim yuchel mishmoya mirochik. If you could at least hear the hazmona in the beginning, so you've done the process of zimun, at least you can accomplish that, so you'll do that. So if I say that this issue which Rosh Hashanah is dealing with right now, that there's so many people that you're not even going to hear the person leading benching. You know, you have these big, you know, dinners, and some guy at the other end of the hall starts leading and benching. Hey, you don't hear him. I have no idea what he's talking about. So, oh, they're benching, really. Oh, which guy?
Malakoff, yeah.
Yeah, right. So, you know, in that situation, so then they were saying over here that we should divide up, even though we have a group of, so what do we do? So the case over here with the Shulchan Aruch telling about that there was multiple people there, so make groups of 10. No, the Balabas is not going to be happy making groups of 10. That's very noticeable, and you're making your own thing, etc. So then, in that situation, you're allowed to bench b'shloisha, because at least you should have a zimun of shloisha, they're better than having nothing. Right? So even though normally we say once you have a chiyuv of 10, you can't go down to a chiyuv of 3, but well, you're not going to fulfill your chiyuv of 10 anyway by not hearing the zimun. And if the Balabai is not makbid, unless you do groups of 10, so do groups of 10. Right? But so then you can divide up into, now, because the problem is, why is the Balabai going to be makbid? Because once you do groups of 10, it's large enough that you're going to have to sit down, bench loud enough that everybody should hear you. Then it's going to become like a whole concept, like you're noticeable that you're distinctly benching on your own. As opposed to 3, you can do fairly quietly. The Balabais will be upset that you're making your own group. Now, if we need to go do a mitzvah, and if we don't go now, the mitzvah will, whatever the opportunity which came up to do something, if we don't go now, the mitzvah will be batel. If necessary, you can divide up the groups of 3 to be able to get it. You know, the 3 you need to go, and people aren't ready. The 10 aren't ready to wait for you, etc. To answer to you, etc.
What?
Okay.
10 aren't waiting.
the 10 aren't ready to answer to you, and you need to go to do a mitzvah, so you can divide into a group of three, even though you're losing your mile of a zimun of 10.
What if you just need to leave because it's late? You know, you, I mean, you have, you could, your only hetzer to leave is because you're going to do a mitzvah?
Correct. Well, I'm sure we'll talk about later on that the issue which you're dealing with, but let's hold that for now, okay? No, there's a mitzvah bench for same. So you do this mitzvah, not that mitzvah. So if you're gonna be mevatel the zeman of asara, there's only 12 people there. So you three bench and leave, so you only have 9 people left. If you're 13s, so really you're mechuyev in one zeman of the other ones. You know what? You three bench and go because there's a mitzvah. There's gonna be, you're gonna mevatel the 10. Total that there's no 10 at all, then you should stay. If you're dealing with the mitzvah deraisa, that's become that you're being called to go do. If you don't go now, it'll become batel. So the chiyav zimna is not deraisa, at least it's a suffix, it's the deraisa. That's not going to override the mitzvah. It's an interesting question, which the person grapple with. If you have in front of you right now a mitzvah dirabonon, and if you fulfill mitzvah dirabonon, you'll end up not being able to do mitzvah dirabonon afterwards. But right now you're being oisik, you have the chiyuv dirabonon is here, right? And if I ignore the chiyuv dirabonon and you know don't do it, I'll be able to chop mitzvah dirabonon. So that the Shulchan Aruch Rav brings the following shaila is the Rizal says that you, when you answer kedusha, you're mekayim mitzvah deraisa, but dashim is opening Yisrael. I should become glorified and sanctified amongst Klal Yisrael. So that's the mitzvah of answering kedusha. That which I say al anisim in Shmoneh Esrei is the rabbanon. So I'm davening in such a way that if I skip al anisim, I'll make kedusha. If I say al anisim, I won't be able to answer kedusha. I'll be finished before. By the time I finish, it'll be after Kedusha. So do I skip the mitzvah d'rabbanan of Al-Nisim in order to be able to do the mitzvah d'raisa of saying Kedusha? So he says, no. I have the mitzvah in front of me. Right now I have a chiyuv of the d'rabbanan to say Al-Nisim. I'll say it. And the mitzvah d'raisa, which won't happen, won't happen. Right? So I have over here this mitzvah d'rabbanan to say Zimun. I have mitzvah d'raisa, which I potentially, if I don't do the Zimun, I'll have something else. So that's where you get, that's the suffix of the he says, after the Yesh L'Hokal B'chol Gavli, maybe if you're a miracle, that's the suffix over there which you're dealing with. Okay.
I mean, following that logic, you said you have the mitzvah right now in front of you, so how is that a heter? Because you're right there to do zeman. I mean, how does that give you a heter? That doesn't...
No, I'm saying that's the reason why it should be usher.
Okay.
So explaining, what's the havamina to say that the mitzvah d'rabbanan should override the mitzvah d'raisa? So that's what's the Mishnah Berurah here is saying. Maybe the mitzvah d'rabbanan, you can skip into the d'rabbanan and go do the raisa. Maybe, of course, the raisa always is before the d'rabbanan. No, because the d'rabbanan is here right now in front of you, and the raisa is somewhere else. Okay, Yud Zayin.
What's the mention with?
So therefore, in this situation where you're not going to be able to hear everybody, you should divide up into groups of three and bench quietly, so the Baal HaBayis will not be upset, and that's better than not being Yotzei Birchas HaZimun, because they can't hear from the Mavorich. Okay, now.
Benching with HaZimun is only Rabbanu.
No, let's cheat the whole just the Raisa. Let's say for argument's sake, and I will call to Rabbanu. Here's the Mishareh. I will mahoj yechel mishmoy Birchas HaZimun lahoj yishem lecholik. That we see clearly that, but this is all talk because since you can't hear, so that's why we're going and say, listen, do at least a three. You can't hear the person leading bench. To group, break it, divide up into a group of 10, the Baal HaBayis is going to notice and be upset. So at least do a three because, you know, you'll have at least something. But if you could hear the Mavarech, you're not allowed to divide up into a smaller group. Now, comes up, and they say that they say, well, let's make an argument that that's not so. This is the Magen Avraham. How so? Mishum that he the kaimer lon b'simen kubi gimel do idna mivarchem al kolachem im besubin kol birchas amazon belachash. Okay, so We hold nowadays that each person benches on his own. This is what Moshe was asking. So the Shulchan Aruch sounds like as long as you can hear the hazmana, even though you can't hear the bracha, you can't divide up. So what does that mean? It's not enough just to hear the hazmana. You have to hear the bracha as well. We bench nowadays. We were supposed to bench alone quietly with the mezamein, preferably for all of benching, and if not for all of benching, at least for the first bracha. So I have a situation where I can hear the Rabbi Sarbevel bench, but I can't hear the first bracha. So why shouldn't I be mechalik to have my group of three, which I could hear the first bracha from the mezamein? Okay. If I can't hear the whole first bracha with him as well, it's better you should do three and hear the first bracha from the mezamein than do it with a shame and not hear the first bracha. Therefore, if you have a large group, it's very nice you want to be mechabed, the alt is Eda and alt is Ding, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to give somebody who has a strong voice where everybody can hear. Right?
So let me look at this from the other perspective. If, let's say, somebody's leading benching, I'm not leading benching, and they don't have a particularly strong voice, and I have trouble hearing them. If I'm benching along, I can't necessarily say it word for word with them. So would I be better to, quote unquote, listen to them bench the entire first bracha and then only then start my benching? Or what's the etza if you can't hear them while benching yourself?
I don't know. I'm not sure what's better in that situation. I'm not sure whether you should be quiet till the first bracha and then pick up. I don't know. Now, what about using a microphone? You go to chas and use a microphone for the bench.
I'm talking about like in a regular like Shabbos table, right. Where you don't have a microphone, particularly on Shabbos or Yontif.
I'm just saying, what about using a microphone? So, Shlomo Zalman was very strong that a microphone does not have a din of a person's voice. So you're not yotze with a microphone. It would actually work against you. Because now you're hearing the sound from the microphone and not from him.
Right.
So you
made the bad situation worse.
Right. Correct. Not for sure you're not going to hear. Now the Shulchan Aruch holds on like this. The Shulchan Aruch holds as long as you can hear the mezamein, the first part, the zimun. Right? And you answer Baruch Elokeinu Shulchan Mishalom Tachayinu. And then afterwards you can't hear him. That's enough that you've heard him and you shouldn't bench independently. Right, but the Mr. Burr is bringing a whole slew of acharonim, which are saying, if you look at the Mishnah Tzion and Yud Gimel, it's a Magen Avraham, El Yerab, but they're Chachaim, Chayodim, and Shulchan Aruch Rav. It's like, whoa, okay, they're arguing on the Mechaber. That he would suggest in that situation, it's really better to do a smaller Zimun of three, at least that you should hear, and they hear the first bracha out loud, then to pretend you're being Yotzei Zimun with the mezamo, and you can't hear the first bracha. Okay.
Hold up. If you can hear it, meaning if you can hear it while you're saying it along with them, or you can only hear it if you're quiet and then you pick up and do your own
way. Sing along.
Huh?
Sing along.
So in other words, you've got to be able to hear. The ideal way to do this is to be able to do it word for word with the person who's benching.
Correct. So I don't, this halacha is it's very very difficult halacha lemaisa, because a lot of places the mezamen doesn't say it out loud, or the people start benching loudly, and they're being so in the case where they're benching with 10, they're being samech on the Shulchan Aruch, right? But in the case they're benching with 3, I don't know what the excuse is. I don't have a good explanation on that.
Well, I'm just thinking about the number of times that I've been in a situation where I'm listening to somebody else is leading, and they're not necessarily benching so terribly loudly. You can't necessarily hear. Maybe they don't know that they need to bench out loud so I can hear every word that they're benching. And I'm like, what did I accomplish?
Good question. That's what I said. I don't know. That's how to explain it. Beis.
One.
Now, so when does the Chiyuv Zimun come together? So the Chiyuv Zimun comes together when they make a Kriyas together. So where do you need the Kriyas? So I do it like this. It wasn't the three of us said, let's sit down and have a meal together. That's when we Kriyas together. El Shashtayim Kavu, the two of them were Kavua together. They talk and they made a meal together. And he joined them. So in either scenario, the person was sat down to have a meal, and the other two joined him and made a kavias to join him. So then if they end at the same time, in that situation, so then there's a chiyuv zimun. If, however, the one who joins the two, or the two who join the one, they didn't make a kriyas, they didn't sit down to the table together, like they moved around, they were standing, or they were, even if they end up finishing at the same time, so there's no chiyuv zimun, because they didn't have a kriyas together. Elim Kain, who is shamish? The only exception is the shamish, because that's his nature of how he eats standing up and moving around, etc. There's someone suggests, let's say you have a situation, this is one of the questions you have in the yeshiva, if people don't have a kavod, like a place where they eat, a person just sits down at a table, people come, people go, even they happen to be eating together at the same time, it's not really a kavod together. So it really would not be a chiyuv zimun in that situation. Even though you're allowed to do be mechalik, other tefillah zaman, it's still preferable to do zimun. So now to doing a zimun be shame of 10 that they suggest not to do, but the shame of to do a zimun of 3, like what do you lose? You're never losing anything to do a zimun of 3. So if you could do a zimun of 3, you should do a zimun of 3. So to Meshibur. They're sitting down to the same table. Or if they're not on the table, they're sitting, let's say, around on the ground, around a cloth. Even though each person is eating his own food. If the nature is that they function as a unit, a family, so even if they're not necessarily sitting, but they don't have a large table, all they have is like all there's a chair to sit in. The same way along the lines, we understand that you go to a shabbat bracha, so there might be multiple tables which are there, set up in different parts of the room, but it's one unit, it's functioning as a unit. That's called a kviyas. Now, b'gemara achila. Even though they didn't start together, but since they ended together and they had a kriyas together, that's enough to be mechayev and zimun. So they didn't start together, they didn't end together. Two people started eating, and they're going. Comes Mr. Three and joins them. Then the first two finished before he finished. So I should drink more bikkurim and reshayim the vorek of the atzman. They don't have to wait for him. The akapodim his chola oikamar being in biyachad. You need something together. They didn't start together. They didn't end together. So there's no chiyuv zimun in that situation. But let's say they didn't leave. So they finished, and the third guy is eating. They're schmoozing together. The third person finishes. So they didn't finish together at the same time. But since they stayed there together with him. Since if while he's eating, if they would have brought him maybe something to like a dessert or something, they would have joined him for another a little more to eat. Since they could have joined him, and they're still with him, so that also creates a gemar together, which would have a chiyuv zimun. Means hukamayava, but if he ate together with not a kava, below kava, chafalev, hana shalob the ochl b'derech kava b'yeshiva b'al shulchan echad, they weren't seated at one table. For the skill echel shloisha b'tkila sasura ad soifer, they ate together at the same time. Like, so you would have like, you know, go into a restaurant, right? So there's people who sit down and get their order at the same time and finish at the same time, but they're sitting at separate tables and don't feast together. Or you have people who are, you know, just standing around, whatever it is, and eating. So in that situation, there's no chiv din kava. The only tip to the shamish, derech achilosu b'leshivas kava, kachu misar p'chol gavni. So the shamish, who's in the shamish, that meal, that's normal for him to move around, etc. The Rambam says, even though it's possible to be l'cholik, kol makom sh'rishon l'cholik, hanu sh'achlo b'shloisha b'loi kiviyas, chay b'etzim b'b'shisha, v'avu b'shal p'din r'shom l'cholik, b'kol makom odav teishel l'cholik. It's better not to. Okay. All of Taylor Zam, Chavdal, Ayan, Morgan Rom Shakesha, our first in Marshall, the Indian Schleusha Sharkle Bullet Cabin, then Echo Yoko Lahitzi Khaber, because of Mosin. So the real deal of Zima was to be Mutti Zambit. So Chazal gave us this halacha. We have two people who are not a bench. So really, if it's two, you may not be Mitzar. You may not. Each one has to bench on his own. Now I have three which are not even kviyas. I also have the halacha, each one has to bench on his own. So well, why not? Let's do Zeman and be moitz. I can't be moitz to you. I'm not allowed to be moitz to you. It's not just like, why not? We got Mele Gamlin and Zeman and Rishoyan, because the Zeman is just introduction into this idea of being moitz to you. Ayn Shom Shaherach was that. Ve'af Eish Echrem Nishdochu Rayosel and Zeman. Mekomokam Yosem Yistavar Kedvorov. So he seems to be right. The same way you cannot be moitzi when the benching, there's no din zimun.
Let me finish.
So he's saying that, in other words, it's not just why not do the zimun. It's the zimun is connected b'dafka to the halacha being moitzi somebody for the benching. And since the halacha is in a situation where there's no din of zimun, mikra din, you know, I'm not allowed to be mitzvah benching unless you're an amor, so you know how to bench. But if you're a person who knows how to bench, I'm not allowed to be mitzvah you. Each person has to bench on their own, so there's no din zimun. So that's the Magad of Ramashita, that the zimun and the being mitzvah go together. Some of them disagree with him. So what do we do? So Bibi Gadam says, Attack at Sarachim Lamaisa. Therefore, Messiah, the Sarah, Shesh, Askar, Shem, after the Oskal Yama, Zamein, Chiyoven, Chimash, Chiyoven, Makal, Mem, Chest, and Zion. So therefore, he says, in a case of three, there's no shame involved. Each one's attack is going to bench on himself anyway. So not worried about the real being Moitzi. Even though the Din Zimun is totally being Moitzi, the theoretical count of being Moitzi, which we're not going to do, but that's when Chazal were commanded the Din of Zimun, they tied it together being Moitzi. But what do you lose? Right, but if it's 7, 10, where I'm saying zimun b'shem, on the tzad that I cannot be moitz to you because it wasn't a real kviyas, so then I'm not allowed to be bench b'shem. So then you should better not to do that. That's basically the chroa the mishnah is coming out that you should do.
Better not to do what?
In case you're not chayv in zimun to do zimun b'shem. Yeah.
So based on what you just said, it sounds like that since today we all bench by ourselves, we all know how to bench.
No. That's what I'm saying. The din of Zimun, Chazal tied it to the din of being Moitzi somebody. We do that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. We do that. By benching quietly with the Mezamin, we are fulfilling that tikkun of Chazal. We said no because we can't focus, but the fact that I'm listening to him, I'm fulfilling that tikkun. So now, but if in a case where the halacha is, I may not do that. In case where there's no kviyas, I'm not allowed to be moitzi you. I must bench on my own. Right? So if I must bench on my own, there's no zimun, the Magen Rambam says. Zimun was only said in that scenario. So there's no zimun. So then what am I doing? Doing a zimun for? So by doing a zimun of 10, it's, you know, you're saying with shame, that's a problem. Doing a zimun of 3, you don't really lose anything, because the Mai said, we do it on our own nowadays. So there's no chiv. They're more saying like that. You're not machim zimun, do zimun anyway. The Muslims don't even do zimun anyway. Because Al-Tayt connected zimun to the concept of being moitzi. There's no concept of being moitzi over here. When there's no concept of being moitzi, you're not allowed to be moitzi. Because Al said, when you have two people, you may not bench, have one person, you have moitzi the other person.
So then, essentially, according to this opinion at least, There's no mitzvah of zimun. Period. Then.
You're missing a point. What was the Kamas Chazal, and how do we do it nowadays? Forget about nowadays. What was the Kamas Chazal? Because little girl wasn't that Chazal said when you have two people, you must bend separately. And three people without a kibbutz, you must bend separately. Unless you're a Morrison, you can't. You need to be much. Good. Talmud Rambam says that the Chi of Zimun was only said in a case where there's a Dinaming Moitzi somebody. So when I have seven people ate separately, there's why not do Zimun? There's no Din Zimun if I'm not being Moitzi you, and I can't be Moitzi if there's no Kibbutz. So there's no Din Zimun. End the conversation. I have 10 people waiting, not be Kibbutz, so there's no Din Zimun B'Shek. There's no Din Zimun. That's the Morgan Rambam's problem. Now, we have no problem. Nowadays, we do Zimun, but we say people can't focus. So therefore, we say, it's not that I must be Moitziyu. I must have a situation where there's a lach of being Moitziyu. That's what the Mogen Rebbe is saying. When the Chazal were Kaveyah to be Moitziyu, they said Zimun. Chazal weren't Kaveyah to be Moitziyu in a case where there's no Kaveyah. Over here, Chazal, we're Kaveyah to be Moitziyu. Grant, I don't do that because I can't do that. I have a problem focusing. But the din of being Moitziyu is here. So how do we fulfill that? We fulfill that by listening to the Mezamein along with our own bracha, by saying it quietly.
But, forgive me, there's a contradiction here because you're saying we can't focus. So if we can't focus,
You're looking at the... I'm talking about what the Kamas Chazal was and how they set it up and what we do practically. You're tying the two together. Practically, I can't do it. It's not, but there was the Kamas Chazal. But I'm saying there's no Kamas Chazal in that case. Chazal said we don't want two people benching together. We want through being moitzi. We want you badafka to do it separately. Chazal said three people. Chazal said be moitzi each other. No. Chazal said in the kaviyas be moitzi each other. There's no kaviyas. Don't be moitzi each other. So Chazal never said it didn't have zimun. So I want to make up zimun. So I want to do so much Chazal weren't masakin. Let's do zimun even though Chazal weren't masakin it. Chazal that's ridiculous. There's no zimun. That's what he's saying. Now there's a new problem. Nowadays, Chazal were masakin. I have a key of Zimun. I have a path, but I can't listen. But I have a key of Zimun. The Chazal saying this, I want you to be Mazama together and try to be Moitzi with him. What can you do? Listen to him as you're benching along with him. That's what you're supposed to do. It's the best you can do. But the key of Zimun is there. Chazal didn't take off the key of Zimun because you have a problem, you can't focus. You're saying that since I can't focus, Chazal never have a key of Zimun. That's not correct. That halacha you're making is wrong.
I feel like an idiot right now.
Don't feel like an idiot. You're tied together. When Chazal made their tikkun, I have a practical problem now. It must be Chazal didn't make the tikkun in that case. That's what you're saying. That step is wrong.
I'm trying to understand this.
I'm not fighting with you. I'm just telling you that's the step that you're making a mistake. Believe me. Don't fight with me.
I'm not fighting. I'm trying to understand.
Sit on the idiot. Just follow that step. This tikkun, which we have now, problem we have nowadays, we cannot focus. And therefore, we bench along. Is not. It doesn't take away the mitzvah of Zimun. Chazal gave me Zimun. Chazal said, Reingold, Prigal, and please bench with Zimun. And I say, okay, let's do it. And I say, Zimun. And we start benching. And says, oh, I can't focus. I'll say quietly along with him. So I'll hear him and also say quietly along. Oh, good idea. So I solved my problem. I heard him and I'm also saying along. So I'm doing what Chazal wanted me to do. Chazal told me to bench together. Chazal told me to try and be yoitza with him. I'm doing as best as I can under the circumstances. But it's not that Chazal took away the chiyuv because I can't focus. But when the case was no kviyas, Chazal never gave the chiyuv to start with, the Magen Rebbe says. Chazal never gave the chiyuv of Zimun in a case where there was no kviyas. So there's no kviyas. You may not be yoitza together. So you may not be mezame, the Magen Rebbe says. Good.